Are you looking to make some change this year in your business and maybe your life? If you are, then maybe we should have a chat. You can head on over to speaktopete.com and book in a chat with me, and we'll see if we're a right fit. Usually is around improving your communication, improving your process management, and improving your accountability within your business so that we can take away some of the frustration and give you back more freedom. Isn't that why you got into business in the first place? So head on over to speaktopete.com and let's have a chat. Welcome back to another edition of the Business Owner Breakthrough. In fact, we're doing a little series here. It's going to be a six-part series on the Kolbe system. That's spelled K-O-L-B-E. And if you haven't looked at the Kolbe before, and if you're like me and love assessments, it's another assessment, but it's very unique. It's one of the only ones that talks about conation, and conation is really how you innately act and make decisions and do things. A lot of the other assessments are about your IQ, your intelligence level, or maybe how you think and feel about things so that you get sort of the soft side of decision making and what have you. But with this, it's really how you're innately making decisions along the way, which is why I truly love Kolbe, especially in the business sort of environment. And as we look through having a better business, you need to understand yourself better as the leader of your business, but you also need to understand your team and how they make decisions, how they take action through the way they are. And I think that's the beautiful thing of Kolbe, also digging into team dynamics, project management, communication, all sorts of different things as we're going to outline here over the next few weeks in this little mini series all around Kolbe. About a year ago or so, I became a certified Kolbe consultant because I put every one of my one-on-one clients through the Kolbe assessment so that I know what they're looking for, how they take action, and how I can communicate with them even better. But I also do it with my team at Shootopia, and we look at team dynamics. We look at who we're bringing in. We look at the different positions in our staffing on our accountability chart and whether or not their innate abilities and decision-making and what their preferences are align with those jobs so that they can truly excel at them and feel good about them. And when work feels like it isn't work because you're working in your unique ability, it's just a wonderful thing. So Kolbe helps us get there as leaders for our business. And that's why I'm going to spend some time talking a little bit about Kolbe over the next few weeks. So if you're listening to this in an audio podcast, then you may want to look at this on YouTube as well, because it is up on YouTube. And from the YouTube side of things, I'm going to share some slides over this series just to dig down into the Kolbe side of things a little bit more. But you'll fully understand it here, even if you're just listening to it and enjoy the conversation that way. But if you do want to see the slides, you can dig in over at the Simplifying Entrepreneurship YouTube site. I'll put a link in the comments as well. But if you type in Simplifying Entrepreneurship over on YouTube, you'll see it over there. So I'll share my screen here. Okay, so ultimately, there are three parts of the mind. And when we look at this, these are all going to correlate to different assessments that are out there, right? The thinking parts of the mind is really how smart are you? Talking about your IQ, what you've learned, your knowledge, your experience, all of those things. So when you're testing based on how smart you are, your learned knowledge, those are really around the thinking side of it. And it takes all three parts to equate in order to have a great team member, really, when you think of it. And Kolbe is just one of them. But on the feeling side of things, or as we call it, the affective side of things, it's really got to do with how you feel about things, your desires, your motivations, your emotions, your preferences. Preferences are a big piece there in most of those tests. And then there's the doing side, or as we call it in Kolbe language, the conative side, and how your drive and your instinct and how you take action. It's all around your innate force and your talents in order to automatically do things. When you think of how you act under stress, this is how Kolbe pulls that sort of stuff out. It's really, really interesting to get to know. So when we look at the different tests that are out there, and if you're like me, you've probably taken many of these along the way, but starting off by that thinking side of things, like the IQ tests and things like that, like Wunderlich would be one of them. On the feeling side, you have Clifton Strengths, you have DISC, you have Enneagram, you have Strengths Finders. There are a ton, really, on the feeling side of things. But when you get down to what Kolbe's all about, it's the doing and the conative side. It's really the only test that sets this up so that there's an assessment here that will really give you what you need for yourself and for anybody else on your team that's taking this. So really valuable stuff and uniquely different than most of the other assessments out there. And they should be and can be used together as a full package, not in alternative to. So I love StrengthFinders personally. I've taken Enneagram, I've taken many of the other ones, but StrengthFinders would be probably my favorite one on the feeling side of things. On the cognitive side of things, it's really all about Colby. So what are the benefits of Colby? Individually, knowing the way you take action and knowing that it's okay to take action that way, and it may be different from other people and probably is different from people on your team, even in your family, maybe your spouse, your partner, your kids. We're all different creatures and we all take action in different ways, and that's okay, right? So when we think about that, it's good use for understanding ourselves better, understanding our team better. When we think about the team communication, there's a lot in Colby within the reporting structures and the different various reports that you can have about how to properly communicate with people who are different than you. That's what I really love working on when I'm working with my clients, is having a real good conversation around how we can communicate better with our team members in order to push the projections and push the projects ahead that we want to within our team, right? And then when we look at the whole organization, the beautiful thing about Colby is that you can actually hire and retain with it. I don't know of any assessments actually that really suggest you use them as part of your hiring structure. But in Colby, it is suggested that you use them as part of your hiring structure. And we have a whole right fit program for hiring as well. So there's just such an abundance of different things with Colby in order to get the things kicked off. And it really revolves around four parts. And we're going to go through each of these parts in its own episode, but I'll give them to you quickly here in this first episode here today. The four parts are to identify, to optimize, to align, and to expand. And when you think of it, identifying is really understanding what your instinctive strengths are. So most of the time, this all starts with what we call the Colby A, which is the very first report in understanding yourself. It also involves doing some Colby A's for the rest of your team. When we dig into the optimize thing, it's really around, after we've understood our Colby A's, it's understanding team-based project management, communication, a variety of different things around that when we overlay Colby onto the team. And then when we align it, it's got to do with really understanding how everybody can be successful and really looking at designing the, as we call it often here on the Business Owner Breakthrough Podcast, your accountability chart, designing your accountability chart so that it's the well-oiled machine that you want to be as a leader. And then the fourth part being expand. And expand is all around using the right fit system to hire the right people. And if we get the right people in off the bat because we have the assessments and use the assessments appropriately in order to hire the right people, we're going to save a ton of money, a ton of stress, a ton of time in wrong hires. And this is one of the tools, obviously not the only tool that you're going to use in your hiring procedure, but one of the tools that's going to help you make better decisions upon hiring. So when we look again, I'll just kind of go through the Colby system again. We first start off with identify, then optimize, then align, and then expand. And we'll dig into those a little bit more and talk about the different assessments, the different tools that Colby can offer you and your team so that it can have an even better approach moving ahead. So if you would like to dig into Colby and you would like a little bit more information on how you can use it within your team, I'm going to be doing a 1-hour information session. And what I'll do is include it here in the links down below as to when that next 1-hour information session will be on Colby and Colby system and how you can apply it within your business. So you'll be able to find that in the show notes. Alternately, if you want to get a hold of me directly, you can do that too. And just go to Pete@SimplifyingEntrepreneurship.com, Pete@SimplifyingEntrepreneurship.com. Send me an email and I will let you know from there. Looking forward to digging into all of the great things about Colby here on this little mini 6-part series with you. Now go and make it a great day.
an Ironic Media production. Visit us at ironicmedia.com.